If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Gotta love the great Frank Pellico playing Creep by Radiohead as the Blackhawks fans leave the United Center, continuing on with the Halloween theme. Unfortunately, the Blackhawks creep out of this game with just 1 point. 2 points on the weekend, but an overtime loss tonight, a shootout loss, and they now move to 4-3-2 on the season. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. We're taking you up to 9:30 tonight. We are going to hear from Kaylee Chelios in just a moment. Before we move on, let's quickly get to a station identification break. The Blackhawks moving to 4-3-2 with the shootout loss. Minnesota improves to 4-4-1 with the shootout win. Again, two games, the Blackhawks pulling away 1 point, but in totally different fashion. Last night, coughing up a two-goal lead in the third period. Tonight, muscling out a point, bringing the game into overtime, and then falling short in the shootout. Let's head on up to the radio booth and bring in Kaylee Chelios, who's been on the call for the past couple of games and had this one with John as well. And Kaylee, there were the glimpses of Blackhawks mistakes that Minnesota was able to pounce on. I think the biggest flaw tonight was allowing the Wild to generate momentum right after a Blackhawks goal. Other than that, they were matching the intensity, the hard work effort that we had seen so much, so consistently at the beginning of this season.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. That was the difference in the game for me. I mean, McCabe scores the first goal of the game. Hawks get momentum at home, and then you let Matt Boldy come and score a goal right after, and the same thing happened with Anthonisiou, and we were all jaws on the floor for that highlight reel and then didn't even have time to turn and watch as Matt Boldy did the same thing to them. So I talked about it with John, but lessons learned. We mentioned, you know, the expectations for this team. They've surpassed that of fans and media, I'm sure, too, and where they are right now in the standings and how well they've played as a group. And so in these three losses against Edmonton, Buffalo, and now Minnesota, like you said, it's small lessons learned, but they played a solid overall game. They deserve to win 2 points tonight. Alex Stalock made that unbelievable save in the overtime. So they're still trending in the right direction. It's about progression, and they're still progressing in the right direction, I think, under this staff, and it's just another lesson learned tonight in that.
I do want to pick your brain a little bit on Max Domi coming to Patrick Kane's aid after he was boarded into the walls by Tyson Jost. It looked like Kane was trying to slow down Domi and trying to pull him back. That's what the cameras caught as Kane went over to the bench and said, "You know, I tried to stop him." I get it. It's a hockey play. You love to see that chemistry. The Blackhawks would have had a power play there. I'm not taking sides on this because I feel like you're going to upset somebody either way. But what were your initial reactions to that whole play?
You know, I love that. I don't hate it. Maybe as a, like, you know, somebody who loves and grew up in sports like you did. I mean, you love to see the passion and, you know, the play that Patrick Kane made. It maybe warranted a penalty, but it was a veteran play and it wasn't called. So the response from Jost to hit, you know, arguably your best player and Patrick Kane, I would expect the same response from anybody else if it was McDavid or Matthews. I mean, some response is warranted. Maybe Domi didn't have to go like 90 miles an hour, chuck the gloves and jump him, but I'm not going to fault him for that. I liked the passion. I love the response. He has a great friendship brewing with Patrick Kane right now, and he was somebody who he really looked up to as a childhood idol. He got his first goal, you know, right alongside him in overtime with the Hawks, and has been a key player for them. So, it's unfortunate. It would have been nice for the Hawks to get a power play, but at the same time, I always favor the player who's standing up for his teammate to give them some support there, provide a spark for sure.
I did enjoy it. I did enjoy the camaraderie, the chemistry. It's funny, though, because I really didn't think about it too much until seeing some backlash on, of course, Twitter, where nothing wrong ever happens. I think it's especially true for this team, right? A team that's trying to develop a culture, create chemistry, instill what type of hockey they want to be played for all these young players. So I think it's even more important for Domi to have the response like he did and to be, you know, recognized for that response. Patrick Kane went across the ice. He gave him a fist bump over in the penalty box. And I don't think, you know, Max Domi's going to do that 20 times out of 20. He's a player that's going to defend his teammate, let alone his line mate, let alone the best player on the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
I think all in all, it's important for this Blackhawks team to see a response like that.
Yeah, if it doesn't matter to me, I would guess that it doesn't matter a ton to Luke Richardson, you know, as somebody who was a physical player himself and fought a lot and stood up for his teammates, the passion, it shows something. And not to mention, too, I know it's easy for Twitter to get on Max Domi, I guess, but it's also like you can't always see what happened. So if you just see Patrick Kane and maybe from his angle it looked like he was boarded a little bit for it, then there's just pure emotion and response from that. You know, you don't always know exactly what happens, and he doesn't get the replay that we do, so he maybe have seen it worse than we did.
I totally agree. I think that's the biggest thing, too, because in the heat of the moment, how quick this game is, that's just what's going to happen. You're going to see a player respond like that because all he sees is Patrick Kane down on the ice, and you know, all of a sudden he only sees red after that.
I'd be more concerned if you didn't see a response, so I think that was a good sign.
No, you're absolutely right. That's a great point, because then the questioning comes in, you know, where's the defense of this team camaraderie, and you know, where's the gelling, and I think that's been one of the best attributes of this team so far, is the fact that they are playing together, again, coming off a couple of losses now, but they still have had that, again, camaraderie, chemistry. We're seeing another good performance from the goaltending. Alex Stalock getting a little dangerous every once in a while, still playing the puck quite a bit, but a huge save in overtime, a couple of big saves tonight, and he's another guy that just seems to gel so well with this team right now.
Yeah, I talked to different goaltending coaches too around the league, but you know, everybody has talked about his high character, his charisma. He's just a great locker room guy. And Chris Fosters and I had a chance in Buffalo to sit down and talk to him, and it's going to be on our podcast next week. But he was just funny how he talked about, you know, he never wanted to be a goalie. He wanted to be a forward, and he doesn't know how he ended up in the goaltending position. And he plays wild, but he's like that, you know. He loves that old school aggressive style, and everybody on the team always has a smile when they talk about it. And he joked that maybe not everybody does each game when he's out there doing what he's doing, but they all rally behind it. And he was just lucky. He said that a team wanted him this season. When he got the call, his agent was like, oh, so-and-so wants you. And he's like, what country are they in? And they were like, it's the Blackhawks. So he was not only relieved but excited, and he's making the most of it. He played great down the stretch in this game and made that huge save, which is going to be on the highlights, too, on Eriksson Ek.
Well, speaking of highlights, Andreas Athanasiou, quite a goal. And the fact that Patrick Kane fed him, too, we were talking about it earlier. Kane had been trying, had been doing so many things to try and feed Andreas Athanasiou tonight, and it finally came to fruition, and with what a goal. Unfortunately, Minnesota bounced right back, but we're going to be seeing that highlight for quite some time now.
Yeah, that was incredible. I'm eager to see On the Fly tonight on NHL Network, and I'm sure they're going to hype that up. I loved his reaction afterward, too, looking back at Kane for it. So that top line is starting to come together nicely, and I think it's been a few games now, but it seems like Kane is starting to see Athanasiou on the ice with his speed, because he just goes north. I mean, he plays with so much speed, and Patrick Kane he slows things down, but it's starting to connect, and I wouldn't mind if they look for that each game. I love that stretch pass up the ice. It's not an easy play to make, but wow, what a finish. And you know, I love that John also pointed out Matt Dumba is an excellent defenseman, been around a long time for a reason, but on the wrong side of the ice for that one.
Yeah, got a little bit undressed there.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylee. Hey, great stuff as always. Enjoy Halloween tomorrow, Wilma. And hopefully Bam Bam and Pebbles have a great time tomorrow.
We'll see. If I can get just one meltdown, I'll take that. It's the two or three that make it a little more challenging, Joe. But enjoy it with your nieces and nephews, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Great stuff, Kaylee. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Thanks. That is Kaylee Chelios. She and John Weideman with the call tonight as the Blackhawks fall in a shootout loss to the Minnesota Wild 4-3. We've got more to get to. We'll take your texts. We'll take your calls. 312-981-7200. Taking the postgame show up to 9:30 tonight. You're listening to 720 WGN. Tonight we saw more of the effort we'd like to see from the Chicago Blackhawks. The type of effort we saw in the first six games. However, they fall in a shootout loss to the Minnesota Wild, now just 2 points over their last three games. But they do start off this three-game homestand with nearly a win against the Minnesota Wild. They will next be at home on Tuesday night against the New York Islanders. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. Taking you up to 9:30 tonight. If you would like to join us, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could text that number as well, or shoot me a tweet at Joe_Brand1 on Twitter. Let's get to how it sounded at the United Center tonight. And the scoring started from the Blackhawks as Sam Lafferty was creating a lot of momentum behind Minnesota's net.
Sam Lafferty put on a burst of speed over the Wild line, down the left wing, fights off a check, carries the puck behind the net, sent it to the high slot, Jake McCabe shoots, he scores! A seeing eye shot from Jake McCabe! From long range, he beats Fleury, who was screened on the shot. And the Blackhawks take a 1-0 lead, 6:39 into period number one.
McCabe's first goal of the season, the Blackhawks putting some good traffic down low. Jason Dickinson helping screen Marc-Andre Fleury. It's tough to score on the future Hall of Famer. The Blackhawks know that very well. And McCabe able to blast one past him again with some help from the screen of Jason Dickinson. However, 22 seconds later, Minnesota was able to respond.
Nice play by McCabe to wrestle one of the Wild off the puck. Then Boldy took it away in front. He moves in and shoots and scores. And Matthew Boldy was just sort of cruising in the slot area, looking for a loose puck, and one found him. And with a wrist shot, he beat Stalock low along the ice, and we're tied at one.
The beginning of that highlight was John Weideman talking about Jake McCabe's stick that had broke. He tried to kick the puck into the neutral zone, but he couldn't get it completely out. So that allowed Minnesota to have a chance, and that was 22 seconds after the Blackhawks scored. That was probably their biggest fault tonight, allowing Minnesota to respond right after the Blackhawks had scored. Later on, Minnesota was able to take a lead in that first period.
Connor Dewar put it down behind the net. It ends up in front, and Shaw shoots and scores. Hard work by the Wild, and Shaw moving to the front of the net, looking for some loose change. Found a loose puck off a nice pass and buries his first goal on the season. And the Wild now take a 2-1 lead.
So Mason Shaw scoring the goal. Blackhawks behind by a goal after the first period. They were out shooting the Wild at that point, though, 13-11. A better first period effort than last night against Buffalo, but still not what they wanted on the scores sheet. So we started the second period, maybe a little bit stagnant. There was a fight between Jared Tenorti and Ryan Hartman. That actually got Hartman out of the game. An upper body injury. Looked like a rough landing on his shoulder. So maybe a little bit of life pumped into the Blackhawks bench. And then it was some hard work by Philip Kurashev that helped the Blackhawks tie the game up.
Bruce has the puck over the Wild line. Right wing fed the slot. Kurashev fires. He missed the net. Rebound shot by Kurashev. He scores! Philip Kurashev off the first shot. Saw it hit the end boards and ricochet out beside the Wild net.
So it was Kurashev pushing the puck forward, but it was Jonathan Taves' goal on the doorstep right in front of Marc-Andre Fleury and getting it past him. Taves now with 51 points in 51 career games against Minnesota. He's also on a five-game point streak, and Philip Roos picking up an assist on that goal, his first career NHL point. So a 2-2 tie into the third period. It was the third period that was the bugaboo for the Blackhawks last night in Buffalo. Not the case so much tonight. Minnesota came out a little bit stronger. There was a Boris Tkachuk tripping penalty that put the Blackhawks on the kill, but that seemed to help them get some more momentum. And all night long, Patrick Kane was trying to feed Andreas Athanasiou. He finally did to give the Hawks the lead.
Kane, he'll move it at center ice. Athanasiou over the Wild line. We're back, and he scores! Roll the highlight reel! Andreas Athanasiou undressed the Wild defenseman. Dumbo on this rush. through his legs, caught it on the backhand, and stuck it into the top shelf. It's 3-2 in favor of the Hawks.
Roll the highlight reel, indeed. What a goal by Athanasiou, going right, going left, getting around Dumba, and then past Marc-Andre Fleury. Hawks on top, 3-2, but then just 17 seconds later, it was Matthew Boldy again. He picks up his fourth career multi-goal game, tying the game up at 3. The game went into overtime, back-and-forth action there, including a stellar save by the Blackhawks goaltender.
Brodin through center ice over the Hawk line, fed it in front. And Eriksson with a deke and a shot, and Stalock goes down and got the right pad on that, denying Eriksson.
Later on, we went to the shootout. Matt Zuccarello started, couldn't get it past Stalock. Jonathan Toews was denied by Marc-Andre Fleury. Kirill Kaprizov got the first shootout goal, five-hole backhand. Patrick Kane then denied by Marc-Andre Fleury with a pad save, and it was up to Freddie Gaudreau.
Gaudreau takes the puck at center ice. Carries it in over the Hawk line on the right wing. Cuts back to the slot for the win. Deeks and shoots. He scores with a backhand shot. And the Wild win the shootout by a 2-0 score. They win the hockey game by a score of 4-3.
Marc-Andre Fleury now 62-27 in the shootout. Hawks moving to 4-3-2 with the shootout loss. We've got more to get to. Post-game show rolls on until 9:30. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to join. You're listening to the Blackhawks post-game show on 720 WGN. How can you give anyone else other than Max Domi the player with the most heart tonight, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations? By the way, Luke Richardson saying he is absolutely okay with Max Domi taking the instigator to stick up for Patrick Kane, who was boarded by Tyson Jost. It cost the Blackhawks a power play late in the third, but again, a lot of team camaraderie built. I'm Joe Brand. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show here on 720 WGN, taking you up till 9:30, so we are tight on time. But if you'd like to squeeze in a call, 312-981-7200. Our buddy Leo from Albuquerque had texted in, very happy how our Hawks are doing. Let's keep at it. Again, only 2 points over the last three games, but you did see better effort tonight. A good response after that Buffalo loss last night in overtime. Hopefully the effort continues on Tuesday when they host the New York Islanders. Another quote from Luke Richardson, and we are hoping to hear Luke Richardson's actual voice in this postgame, but again, tight on time. He did also say earlier in the media scrum, it was very similar to the last three games, talking about tonight's loss. We have to make sure there's lessons learned that don't carry on throughout the season, and I think that's the biggest thing. This is year one of a rebuild. We're not going to see win after win after win. We did see a four-game winning streak. That was pretty fun, but the thing to take home is the effort that the Blackhawks come out with, what type of hockey that they are playing, and seeing if they can build on that, continue on that, and bounce back like they did tonight. Still some things to clean up. You can't have Minnesota respond 17-22 seconds after the Blackhawks score a goal. That can't happen. That can't be a consistency with this team. But overall, good response and nearly 2 points tonight against Minnesota. There was only one other game that finished before the Blackhawks tonight, and it was the Columbus Blue Jackets in New Jersey. Let's quickly play that highlight for you.
Take away by the Devils at center ice. He sure across the line. Drop for Zetterlund. Blast save. Comes back to Fabian. Plays it near side for He sure. Was a little bit behind him. Now Zetterlund again with the drive. He scores! Fabian Zetterlund makes it 1-0.
A 7-1 winner for the New Jersey Devils over the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's our buddy Matt Laughlin at the Devils Hockey Network. Columbus now 3-7-0 with Johnny Hockey. They did not have a power play goal in the entire month of October. They are off to a rough start. The Blackhawks' next game is on Tuesday. They're going to play the New York Islanders. Here's how their last game went.
Beauvillier, 2-on-1 with lead through the left circle. Shoot! He scores! Bo knows big goals! Beauvillier gives the Islanders their first lead of the night. It is 4-3 New York. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that call? A stellar one. The New York Islanders come to the United Center Tuesday night. A 7:30 puck drop. We'll have a 7 o'clock pregame show right here on 720 WGN. We've got one more break to get to. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson, after the Blackhawks fall in a shootout loss to Minnesota. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN. One last stop on the Blackhawks postgame show as they fall to the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in a shootout loss here from the United Center. I'm Joe Brand. Let's hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson, regarding this loss tonight.
Yeah, that happened twice tonight and a few times this year, but you know, I think it's just very similar to the last three games, you know, like learning to protect, you know, salvage a point and get to overtime in the Edmonton game, and then moving to last night and you know, losing overtime is disappointing, and then in a shootout tonight. We have to make sure that, you know, there's lessons learned early in the season that don't carry on through the season. And that's scoring a goal, and I think the next shift is so important that we have to drive, and everybody says it, but we want to be the team that does it, that the next shift is the most important, because, you know what I mean, like it deflates a team when you score and then you let a team score right back. And it could be the opposite. If, you know, I mean, the next shift's always important, no matter if we get scored on or the other team, you know, I mean, gets scored on. I think we have to be the ones that dictate what goes on in the game. So that's something to work on, just like the end of games.
Are you okay with Domi defending Kane in that situation?
Absolutely. We'll never say anything about anybody defending a teammate, sticking up for a teammate, or taking an aggressive penalty in our game plan for the game. If someone takes an undisciplined penalty for no reason because they're sucking out and they can't take it, that's something we can't afford to have here. We'll kill off the ones that are looking after our own and you know, saving a goal or a diving you know, trip or something on a breakaway, something that we have to do, we'll definitely kill those off. The ones that hurt you are the ones that are undisciplined and unnecessary.
Once again, that's the type of culture you'd like to see in year one of a rebuild. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser. ComEd for business. ComEd. Powering business. Powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. Big thanks to all the help we received back at the station. Eli Burke, Ben Anderson, our producers, and our engineers, Brett Jackson and Krista Flores. For all the help here at the United Center, Jack Heinrich in the locker room, Nick Heppner behind the board, and the play-by-play and color crew of John Weideman and Kaylee Chelios. I'm Joe Brand signing off. Again, the Blackhawks losing the shootout to the Minnesota Wild 4-3. Our next broadcast Tuesday night against the Islanders, 7:30 puck drop, 7 o'clock pregame. We will talk to you then. Steve Ruxton has the news next. After that, it's Bill Cunningham. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Happy Halloween, everybody.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNradio.com and smart devices everywhere.